And Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Your summer going fast?
Oh, I think the summer has been speeding by because, I mean, every week we have some new and exciting program here at the Appleton mm-hmm. Public Library. At least that's how June and July have been going.
Yeah.
And, of course, right now we have the Bramble Park Zoo here. In fact, we're just kind of finishing up with the Bramble Park Zoo as this show airs. So,
yeah
it's just been a wild ride, that's for sure.
I love the Bramble Zoo.
I do, too. I mean, everyone loves a zoo. Who doesn't love animals and everything? And, of course, you know, when they travel, they can't bring the lions and tigers and bears, but they certainly can bring all sorts of other creatures with. So.
Yeah, they do a great job with that, don't they?
I think so, too. And we always do so well. I mean, we get great attendance and everything when you bring a zoo to the library and mm-hmm. everything. And so this week we're rounding up the summer reading program. In fact, you need to turn in all your minutes and your times for your logs by Friday, the 3rd of August, in order to get your prizes and everything in the prize showcase. And so that's rounding up here this week. And then next week, we do have a program for teens. It's called Sharpie Art. It's where you take Sharpie markers, rubbing alcohol, and create beautiful pieces of art on canvas, surprisingly. It's kind of a cool thing to give a try, and that will be on the 8th of August at 6:30 p.m., and this is for teens in grades 5 through 12. So give us a call and register for this event, and again, that will be on the 8th of August, which is a Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And otherwise this month, we've got adult coloring on the 21st. We've got our book club is meeting on the 27th. And we're going to be reading Miracle at the Higher Grounds Cafe by Max Lucado with Candace Lee and Eric Newman. And really, we keep it pretty low-key the month of August. With the Swift County Fair, of course, 15 through 19, I think, is when the fair is.
Right.
And everything, we just really do keep it a lot quieter in the month of August. I do have a book recommendation. We just met with our book club last night, and this book was super popular with our book club, and it's called The Broken Road by Richard Paul Evans. And based loosely on a true story where the author does not reveal who the book is based on.
Mm.
And so, so there's some interesting twists and turns in this book, and it's the first in a series where there'll at least be three. So something interesting, if you're looking for a real interesting read that makes you think a little bit, check out The Broken Road by Richard Paul Evans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you know, the library, there's so much more to a library than books. I know a lot of people come in and use the computers every day and read the newspapers, magazines. You just have a lot to offer, don't you?
We really do. And our wireless connection is pretty stellar. I mean, we've really got great Wi-Fi, if that's what you want to call it. So we have people that... you know, even sit out in their cars because our wireless is available 24/7. So even if we are not open and you need to look at something really late and your wireless internet or your internet's not working well, stop on by because you're able to tap into our wireless internet even if we're not open.
Oh.
And so there's so many things. Of course, digital content, downloadable books, that is just growing by leaps and bounds where people are downloading books as well as audiobooks onto their portable devices, cell phone, you know, a laptop. Mm-hmm. All sorts of different things. So, we really have a lot to check out. If you're interested, you can stop on by and have a conversation with us about it.
Okay. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are a couple of new books, but it is kind of a quieter time. Daniel Silva has a new book out called The Other Woman. Gabriel Alon, the art-restoring assassin, fights the Russians to decide the fate of post-war global order. Now, this is fiction, so that means it's not true. At least we hope not. And then also due is Cottage by the Sea by Debbie McCumber, who is just a beloved author by many people. And so long-awaited, Annie Marlowe forms new relationships in the Pacific. Pacific Northwest as she tries to recover from tragedy. And there's a couple of new nonfiction or true stories from the author's perspective. Anyway, From the Corner of the Oval by Becky Dornstein. It's a memoir of a woman who went from working part-time jobs to becoming one of President Obama's stenographers. So kind of an interesting story. And From Cold War to Hot Peace by Michael McFaul, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, details how the Kremlin sought to discredit him after Putin's rise to power. And so just a couple of different things for you to consider. But like I said, we've always got different suggestions here at the library. If you're looking for something to read, just ask us and we will make some suggestions to you.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, where can you be found in Appleton?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center with the city offices, and our hours are Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30. You can get a hold of us by looking online at our website at appletonpubliclibrary.webs.com. And, of course, you can always friend us on Facebook to find out the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy, thanks for the visit today, and have fun the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next time.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you.
That's Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.